So hi all, you have a non-awake, working on caffeinated me here talking to you while the siren goes outside. I hope that situation's okay, but yeah, we get ambience in my anchor today. So anyway, what to say? I went back to reading Wizard's First Rule last night because I just kind of needed to step away from Outlander for a bit. It wasn't that I wasn't liking it. It wasn't that I was tired of it. It was just like, I just need a break. So I'll probably go back to it in a couple of days. And I think I'm on like chapter 8 of Wizard's First Rule, and I have probably gotten to the I can't stop reading part of that book, which is good. I did get my amusement, though, because twice I've heard Zed say, "Bags, Richard!" And the way that the guy from the NLS, his name is Nick Sullivan, his Zed voice is awesome. And I don't particularly want to hear anybody else, any other narrator, say, "Bags, Richard!" Because in the commercial versions, which, you know, I could easily reserve from the library, they change readers. Like Sam, I can't even say his last name because I don't remember what it is, and it's a long, weird last name. Sam something reads some of them. Jim, I don't remember his name, reads some of them. And there's another guy whose name I don't remember. And I'm like, in this case, I'm really enjoying the Library of Congress versions of these books because Nick Sullivan is just, I don't know if it's that they were allowed to do more character voices back then with those readers, or if Nick Sullivan was just like, I don't care, I'm doing character voices. But he is the reader for that series. I know I sometimes go on about how, oh, I've been reading this Audible book, and oh, I've been reading this Audible book, but in this case, Bard, NLS, all the way. I can't wait till Kaylin tells Richard that she's the mother confessor, and I can't wait to refresh myself on the confessors and all that. I know it comes up in the series, and I just, because I read it, gosh, when did I read that? Was it 2009? I think it was. So, it's like 7 years ago. And I should remember more of the book than I do, but, or series rather, than I do. I remember reading about Kara, and I remember reading about the, like what they do. I can't remember the name of it. And I remember there's a part in book two where Kaylin is talking with a bunch of people and she gets all like war tactic on them, and I like that. But, and I remember the chimes kind of in book four, but there's a lot in this series that I don't remember. I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And there's not even any cussing in it. I mean, aside from bags, but that's not a cuss word. That's a Terry Goodkind made-up cuss word. I mean, even if there were, I don't mind cussing in novels. Sometimes you need to have some cussing in a novel, but it's just not, and it's good. Anyway, I think I'm going to go back to that. I think I'm going to have some caffeine. And I know I put this as a music podcast and I talk about books, so if anybody has a suggestion as to what I could change it to make it more sort of well-rounded, in case I, you know, there are days where I don't want to talk about music, feel free to do that, because I don't want to get kicked off the anchor for, you marked your podcast as music, and you talk about books. That would not go over very well. And I saw via my email that yesterday, or maybe the day before, my number one listener was Darnell. I don't know who that is, but I hope you enjoy my postings. Like, one day it said my number one listener was Earl, and then the other day after, a couple days after, whatever, it said my number one listener was Darnell. So, yay! Hi! Hope you're well. And I'm gonna end my post, because it's beeping at me. So I'll talk to everybody quite soon. Bye!